firstly, and this is probably the most important thing, I'd like to thank all the dead people who helped me practice for my speech for ILSB. Point in 1.0 invited me over to the funeral home in which he works at, and we practiced for a good hour on that speech. So thank you very much for that. Second thank you. It really does have to, and this is also important too. Can't think why, but 8 years worth. Thank you to Master Chuck for being my sir of 8 years, but also my title sir for the past year, and for putting up with me. Brandon and Dan, thank you for being who you are for this community, and for your work on Eastern Canada Webster, Love It Boy, for bringing it here. And also for the broadcast event, and for being the best band producers that any Lister Leather Boy competition could have. To my partner, Master Scott, who has dealt with long periods of me being away, as I travel not only with title, but often with work trips, and often those work trips would always take place before a title trip. It also works the same way trying to get up to Sudbury as well. To my brothers and Master Trek Leather family who stood by us, thank you. And for listening to the joint best things I've seen in my travels, however, there are four individuals who I want to specifically recognize, and I would like you to come up on the stage when I call your name. And I thank Brad, actually, for the impetus on this one. All right, the first person is someone who's been very instrumental in this family. He is often served backup, if you will, not so much backup, but he's really behind Sir, and without him, we together as a family would not be organized. And so I'd like Clay Barrett to come up. And just like Rocco, who, you know, for the longest time we thought was, you know, a figment of the imagination, this is Clay Barrett, the Clay that lives next door that we often talk about, but we never see. Now you see it. Next person, what can I say about this person? I know so much about this person. he's been very, very important in terms of looking after Sir's leathers, and even my leathers, and helping out. Without him, we wouldn't look good. And he's a former North American bootblack, 2008. Boy, Matt. The next one, we picked up somewhere along the way. You know, very, very much behind us at various events. I could not have gone through International Leather Boy White without this individual. Not a concern. Clay Jones. And last but not least, another very similar individual who we could not have gone through cloth without this individual. He was slave, he's now served, David. Uh, Now I'm going to speak. Now, let's talk about the title here. So, firstly, the title holder curse did make an appearance.
Yeah.
As a boy, I've done more topping this year than I have bottoming. And that said, I'm not complaining. You know, and I'm not going to say that, you know, this needs to change. After all, why should boys top, and why should subs receive all the pleasure? There's nothing hotter than being ordered to top. Exactly.
All right.
There were, new lows, 259 pounds. But there were new highs this year, 282, unfortunately, but I'm on the way back down. I never thought I would ever be tied up with people trying to bat a ball at me, which, of course, happened at Claw. And who knew that all eyes would be on Sir and me as Sir kicked and stomped me at ILFB as I yelled, his voice said, fuck you. His eyes say, more, please, sir. But most importantly, I've been able to branch out and explore new kinds of play, a lot more bondage, rubber sleeve sacks, thanks, Joe. Edging and straight jackets, electro, and, I've become much more of a boot man and boot boy, and have much more appreciation for all kinds of. We traveled a lot together and separate, unfortunately. Sudbury, North Bay, Detroit, Erie, Cleveland, Ottawa, Chicago, Calgary, San Francisco, and Portland, among other destinations for, work and personal reasons. And we did a lot. There was judging at Michigan, Love Sir, Love Boy, attending Claw and assisting with fundraisers, co-hosting King of the City, which was a fundraiser for the Toronto PWA Foundation, which is coming back in July. Third weekend, which kicked up the point, Toronto Pride, enjoying Toronto, what leather was all about, and thanks to Reuters for that gorgeous picture of Sir and I on the back of the truck. Toronto Leather Pride, which, we saw one of the largest attendances at any seminars. Thank you to everybody who supports Sir and myself. Tease where we showed who we are to the pan community, who is very eager to learn. Mr. Queer Ottawa, Mr. Other Ottawa, paying homage to my old stomping ground. American Brotherhood Weekend, putting the Canadian face to leather. Judging Western Canada loves her other boy, along with Sir and Pop Nitro. And promoting Canadian unity and brotherhood. And finally, somewhere along the way, there was a small other contest called International Love Story Love Boy where people seemed to have completely forgotten about the concept of cowboy movies. But most importantly, I actually refound my voice in teaching in our community. And I appreciate Master Chuck standing by me during the seminars that we presented together. I'm almost done. So this has been a year of great personal growth, fun, good thinking, and some interesting play. If there's one piece of advice, and a guy's in a fact, you should be listening to this if you can. If there's one piece of advice I have to our new title holders, wherever they may be, is be who you are and don't pander someone else's image. Not only do we have our own Canadian way of doing leather, which is recognized internationally, a number of times people from the U.S. commented to me directly on how relaxed we are with our community protocols. As I come to a close, I want to point out we're not going away. There are still many kinky folk out there hungry for information and hot flight. This is a title circuit I still believe in. Again, Kingston City 2 is coming up on July 14th.
Yay.
There's a wonderful event I've heard about called Revenge of the Stuff. I'm sure Master Chuck will mention a little bit more coming up in March. I'm also involved with So You Want to Be Kinky seminars that are happening every quarter as well. Thank you all for your support over the past year. That's it.
things when they get different,